This is VOA News.
Iran has blamed Israel for attacking its underground Natanz nuclear facility that damaged its centrifuges. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the attack. However, Israeli media widely reported that the country had orchestrated a devastating cyber attack that caused a blackout at the nuclear facility. While the nature of the attack and the extent of the damage at Natanz remains unclear, a former Iranian official said the attack set off a fire, while a spokesman mentioned a possible minor explosion. The attack also further strains relations between the U.S. President Joe Biden is now negotiating in Vienna to re-enter the nuclear accord, and Israel, whose Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to stop the deal at all costs. Netanyahu met Monday with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Austin's arrival in Israel coincided with the first word of the attack. He spoke at an earlier news conference.
In terms of, our efforts to engage Iran in diplomacy on the JCPOA, those efforts will continue, and I'm very obviously supportive of the president's efforts to negotiate a way ahead there.
The previous American administration under Donald Trump had pulled out of the nuclear deal with world powers. China said it is considering using coronavirus vaccines developed in other countries in conjunction with vaccines developed in China to boost the efficacy of its own vaccines. Gao Fu, the head of the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, told this to attendees at a conference in the southwest city of Chengdu on Saturday. This is VOA News.